Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead, inside the Business Radio X studios. Good morning. It is Friday, April 10th, and you are listening to Georgia Business Radio, where we spotlight industry leaders throughout the state of Georgia with compelling stories to share. I'm your host, Ryan McPherson, and it's my distinct pleasure to welcome our guest here to the studio today. First, I'd like to introduce Mr. Samuel Hines. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Good. It's Friday, so it's the best day of the week, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to be sharing with our listeners today?
I'll be sharing with my program, Upper Kid Sports, doing business as Hoops and Sand, the only indoor beach volleyball court in the state of Georgia.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The only one?
The only one.
All right. So we'll definitely talk more about that and get into depth about the good things you're doing over there. Seated next to him, our next guest is Patricia. And say your last name for me, please.
Towns.
Patricia Towns. Okay. I saw you had another portion to it there.
My maiden last name, Seward.
Seward. Okay. Patricia Seward Towns.
Yes.
And you are with?
Alive Expo.
Alive Expo. And what is Alive Expo?
Alive Expo is one of the nation's largest natural products, health, and wellness expos in the country.
Okay. And you have that coming up here real soon, right?
Yes. And in 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yes.
All right. So we'll look forward to talking about that more. My pleasure to introduce our next guest, Ms. Karen Porter. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fabulous.
Good. Glad you could join us in the studio. What will you be sharing with our listeners?
Well, I'm a dietitian in private practice, helping people with either medical conditions, weight gain, weight loss, or sports nutrition for my athletes wanting to perform better.
Oh, very good. We could all use a little better nutrition in our lives, too. So I'm sure our listeners will be excited to hear all the information you'll be sharing with us today. And our next guest will be Claire Duncan. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
And who are you with?
I'm with CBRE Commercial Real Estate.
But you're here to also talk about a special event that's coming up, right?
I am. I'm here to talk about the Fight for Air Climb coming up next Saturday at 191 Peachtree, and just some great experience we've had in prior participation in that event.
Climb Atlanta, that's a big event that we're all looking forward to hear more about, and thank you for joining us. And our first guest here today is Melissa Bauer. She is the Area Director for the American Lung Association in Georgia. Melissa has focused her nonprofit work to the health-related disparities and chronic illness. The mission of the Lung Association is personal to her, as she has had family members who suffer from lung disease. She has recently joined the Atlanta team, and this will be her first climb event ever. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And so this will be your first event, first time climbing the stairs, right?
I've been practicing, but yes, it will be my first.
Okay. So first, let's talk about the American Lung Association and what they do and their mission. Please share with that.
So the American Lung Association is a health disparities nonprofit focused on lung health. So there are multiple layers. We do fundraising to raise funds for research, advocacy, and education for people living with lung disease. And we also fight really hard to provide better air quality in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. So that's really important to everybody to have a healthy pair of lungs.
How long have you been with the organization?
7 weeks.
So you're brand new over there.
I am brand
okay.
new.
Well, what is your background? What brought you to the American Lung Association?
You know, I do have a personal family history with it. So actually, my mother has suffered from chronic asthma for a very long time, since her childhood. My son had RSV, respiratory system virus, as a baby, and had asthma. And actually, my grandmother right now is struggling to live. She has lung cancer, and she also has COPD.
Well, do you have a background in not working with nonprofits or working with organizations like that?
I do. I have a tendency to focus on my heart. So I go with nonprofits that I've had personal connections with. So I've had the Lung Association, and then in diabetes as well. Mm-hmm. So
are you from the local area?
Not originally,
but you're here now working for the Georgia chapter of the American Lung Association. Only 7 weeks, but you're doing good things already, really promoting this event coming up, which we mentioned a minute ago, Climb for Air Atlanta. Tell me about that, please.
So Fight for Air Climb is actually a really unique event. It is a challenge event for anybody who wants to mark something off their bucket list or do something new. We take to the inside of 191 Peachtree Street, and all of our participants climb 51 flights of stairs to the top of 191, and it's a timed event. So we have participants that actually win best time. We also have a heavy focus on firefighters. We actually have a firefighter division where they actually gear up, and they go in full firefighter gear to the top as well.
Wow, that must be something, kind of big task to tackle. So for average time, what can somebody look at for the time it takes to climb?
Average time is about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Our fastest climber, Victor, last year was 6 minutes, 30
wow.
seconds.
Okay. That's really good. And so they climb the 51 flights of stairs. That's got to be a pretty hectic start. Or do you guys stagger it? How does that work?
We stagger. So okay. we do send them off every 10 seconds at participants being sent over the start line so that there's not mass congestion inside that stairwell.
Right. And so the Atlanta Climb is expected to have over 600 participants this year. There's going to be food, beverages, music, awards, T-shirts. I mean, you guys make a big party out of it, I guess.
It is a huge celebration, obviously, for everyone. And then we actually also added a third division this year, which is our Elite Climber division.
I was reading about that. So there's going to be an unknown CrossFit workout that folks will do at the top after the climb.
No, actually, they get to do their sets before the climb,
okay.
and then they take off to do 51
Wow, so you do the unknown WOD before, and then you climb the stairs.
Yes.
Wow, that's going to be certainly challenging for people in the elite division. Do you have a number of folks who've already signed up for that group?
We do. That division we did limit to 75, so if anybody's interested, they would mm-hmm. want to register sooner than later for it.
Okay. And now, can anyone participate in this event?
Anybody that has a heart mm-hmm. and a healthy pair of lungs, we would love to see out there. Anybody can participate.
Children, middle-aged, older folks.
10 and over.
10 and over.
For children.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can participate. Or how do you prepare for something like this? I mean, it's not you go to the Stairmaster at the gym and just knock that out a bunch before, or do you actually climb some stairs?
You know, we highly encourage it's you know, a wellness program as well. We do our twice a week we have practice climbs in the 191 building. So Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. a Resolution Fitness on the mm-hmm. third floor does a practice climb, and then Fridays at 1 p.m. they also do a practice.
So you've had a good turnout for some of these practice folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you go full out, you know, as fast as you can, or do you kind of want to work your way up?
It's an educational process mm-hmm. with climbers. We want them to start out slow. That the thing that we tell everybody day of event and practicing is go slower than you think you need to go.
Right. Yeah. You want to train
turtle
up.
Pace.
Yes.
Yes.
Train up. And then once you get to that event, go all out, see if you can't get a good time. So you will have firefighters, families, individuals, law enforcement officials out there all working. And I saw you can join up as teams. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. We actually encourage teams. There's a lot of fun that you can create within a company, mm-hmm. Fundraising within the office, and then obviously some competition between teams as well. And our team captains are pretty passionate about challenging with other teams and beating them. So,
no, I've heard a lot of buzz in the CrossFit community about this too, because you've added that element this year. Some of the CrossFit boxes out there are putting together teams and really going to try to, you know, shine on their physical fitness levels out there during this event. So really looking forward for good things. But you guys are raising a lot of money and a lot of awareness for the American Lung Association. Do you have a goal in mind of how much you want to raise?
We sure do have a goal. Our goal for the event is $195,000 this year.
Wow. And then what do you do with that money? Where does that those funds go?
So we're a very fortunate nonprofit in that all the money that we raise in Georgia is used for research funding of programs and education in Georgia. So we have a children's camp mm-hmm. that is partially funded. We have research that's done at the universities, and then we also do a lot of education and advocacy. We have support for TB patients, COPD, asthma, the whole whatever has to do with lung health issues. We have some form of program and education for it.
That's good. So research funding, more awareness, just helping, you know, get the word out in the community of all the good things that the Georgia chapter of the American Lung Association is doing. So local funds raised, local outreach, and that's a good thing. So how could people get involved? Where do they register for this event?
Super easy to register. They go to www.climbatlanta.org. And then they can register as an individual or team on that webpage. We provide all kinds of resources for them as well to help them with the fundraising portion of $100. So social media is perfect for that.
That's good. And I saw the Twitter handle is ClimbATL. Also can be follow the Lung Association of Georgia at twitter.com/LungGeorgia or the Facebook page for the Fight for Air Climb, ATL, so you can follow folks there. So thank you for sharing everything this morning.
Absolutely.
Hope much success for the event this year and for years to come. This will be good. And continue the good work over there at the Georgia chapter for the American Lung Association. And also here in the studio today is Claire Duncan. She is a longtime line of strong women who have always been involved in volunteering. The importance of giving back has been ingrained in Claire for all her life. But losing her dad to lung cancer has fueled her passion for philanthropy. Philanthropy, is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Close enough.
Good enough. That much more has taken on a new mission to raise awareness and find a cure. Claire sought out a positive way to channel her grief and found the American Lung Association when she registered for the Fight for Air Climb in the spring of 2013. That was the beginning of a wonderful relationship with the ALA. And since that time, in addition to participating in these events, she has served on the 2014 Atlanta Climb Committee, as well as the 2014 Lung Force Chair Recruit and the 5K Committee. In her personal life, Claire worked for the Office Tenant Representation Sector of CBRE, Inc., a global commercial real estate firm with offices here in Atlanta. So you work full-time in the real estate, commercial real estate business, right?
That's correct, yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
Going on 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. But you're passionate in your personal life about giving back specifically to the American Lung Association.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Tell you how that came about, or more in a little detail about the history there.
Well, it was about 3 years ago, this coming August, life was going along pretty well. And I just returned from a wonderful cruise, and I got this call from my dad. And, you know, we're chatting along, and he says to me, well, tell me when you're home, you know, as I have a long commute. And I'm just thinking, he's not a big phone talker. I thought, okay, he wants to get me off the phone. So just tell me when you're home. So I get home, and I said, okay, he said, you're in your driveway? Yeah, I said, I'm in my driveway. So he drops this bomb on me that he's just been diagnosed with lung cancer.
Over the phone?
Over the phone,
wow.
Yeah. And I had trouble reaching him and others that live, you know, closest to him and the family he was up in Chicago, of course, I'm down here, for a couple months prior, and I thought, this just isn't like them. You know, something's going on, but, anyway, everyone's like, oh, it's fine. And I noticed some things about him that were kind of concerning me in the years leading up to that, but again, just, was reassured everything's good, you know, and my dad was just such a strong person, kind of invincible, really, just full of life, avid fisherman, lots and lots of personality. I mean, everybody just, you know, we loved being around him. And so here he was, 63 years young, and he says to me, well, you know, I really thought this was going to be it, but the good news is it's treatable, so I'm going to be fine, you know. So that began quite a journey.
I bet. And then that, from there, once you get that phone call and hear those words, yeah, it probably sends you for your mind reeling a little bit, and where to go, what to do, how to support, and then, you know, what to do as far as caring for your father. And so, but that spurred then some more outreach on your part to get involved with organizations who help, conditions like your father had. So, the lung cancer itself really affects a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And it can be anyone of any age. And it's something we need to, you know, create more awareness for. What are some facts about lung cancer that you think would surprise most people?
Absolutely. I think some of the most surprising ones to me personally and to others I've spoken with is, first and foremost, just how fast moving it is. 6 to 12 months is pretty much the average for somebody with advanced stage 4 lung cancer. Thankfully, a good friend of mine is married to somebody who is an anesthesiologist, and he spoke to me and over the phone from Australia and said, Claire, I want you to hear me loud and clear. He said, I handle these surgeries every day. This is going to move fast. Don't take anything for granted, and you make the most of every single day, especially the quality days in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That was the best advice I got from anybody during that time. Another thing is just how few treatment options are available, especially with those with advanced stage. And of course, we're making progress every day. But right now, we don't have the hope that we need. We're just not there yet. And how many families it touches, it was amazing to me when I would sit down with coworkers and friends I hadn't seen in a while and various things, and so many people that reached out to me with all of their family members, friends, and people they knew that had been affected by it. It just wasn't really on my radar much before, and all of a sudden it's everywhere. I've been to two lung cancer-related funerals since then, and my dad's only been gone for 2 years. So what does that tell you? And then, again, how little progress we've made over the years with the survival rates. I'm just cannot stress enough how passionate I am and how much we need additional funding for research. And the other side effects that are out there besides, you know, you always hear about the proverbial smoker's cough. We all know lung cancer is, you know, cigarettes cause lung cancer, contribute to them. But there's so many other side effects like back pain or pain in the side, where the tumors will lodge oftentimes in the side of the lungs or where it has spread into the bones. And other things even such as, you know, a hoarse voice or a laugh, a purplish skin color, which is from lack of oxygen, personality behavioral changes when it's moving to the brain, and is often the case with lung cancer because the brain is so close to the lungs. And you know, my dad had all of these, and we just didn't know enough about it, even with my mom being a career nurse, to realize these were symptoms. And just in general, that I think there's such a, I think in our society we think lung cancer is strictly caused by cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And I think there's more and more research coming out, and we don't even know all of what's going to transpire, but, you know, tobacco of, let's just say many forms, is very, very in vogue right now. And I think that, you know, and I've heard pulmonologists speak that, you know, it doesn't have to just be cigarettes. If you're smoking, whatever you're smoking, you're putting your lungs at risk. And I know my dad quit smoking years ago and went to cigars. And I think that's another reason we all thought, well, you know, thank God he's quit smoking. He's, you know, he has a cigar now and then, never realizing we're going to end up like this. And that radon is a leading cause of lung cancer as well. And we're in a high radon state in Georgia, according to the EPA map. Every home should be tested. If there's high radon levels found, you can put a mitigation system in that will, whole house fan will continually withdraw that radon from the home every day. And I know when I was a residential realtor, I had a client who insisted on purchasing a home with radon, and the guy that came out to do it was a radon mitigation specialist who was a former commercial airline pilot, and I asked him how he got into this field, and he had lost his 9-year-old son to lung cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is absolutely everywhere. There's no doubt about that. When you're watching your loved ones sit there and they're literally suffocating in front of you, you know, you've got so many things going through your mind. Just, you know, how did we miss this? How weren't we more aware of this? So, again, that's, you know, what fuels my passion. Mm-hmm. And that women's and men's symptoms are so different. Women oftentimes get bronchitis or laryngitis that doesn't go away. And oftentimes they'll find out when they've got days to live. So it's just amazing watching the two genders, how they differ. And that the traditional x-rays often miss lung cancer. So it's so imperative that low-dose lung CT scans become a part of our annual physicals, especially for those at risk.
Now, I can tell you're very passionate about this, and you certainly are doing good work there. When did you get involved with Fight for Air Climb? In 2013, right?
2013.
Did you do that personally or through your company?
It was through my company. A dear friend of mine, Miss Jennifer Keith, who is an absolute rock star in the American Lung Association arena and with lung cancer. She lost her stepmother, and she came up to me and was talking to me, could see I wasn't quite right. I just returned. It was literally like a couple weeks after I returned from my dad passing. And I had just gone online, and I'm like, I've got to do something. I've got to get back to life. You know, work, family. I can't sit here in this grief forever, paralyzed. And so she encouraged me. She said, let's do this. It was just the two of us. We had like 2 weeks left before the climb, so not a lot of time to raise money or train. But we did it, and it was just such an awesome, awesome event. Mm-hmm. I can't even begin to tell you. It was so different than anything else we'd ever done, and it so represented what anybody that struggles to breathe goes through. The stories you hear when you're going up the stairs are just amazing. And they have the bagpipers play, and, you know, the firefighters, you know, line up with the bagpipers play. It's just an awesome, awesome event. And so then we went on. Last year we had a team of 11, and our company, our wonderful CBRE and the awesome leadership we have there, they sponsored us. Then we went on to do the Lung Force Run Walk, in the first inaugural Lung Force Run Walk, which was great, in the Virginia Highlands this past year. And had a fundraiser at a place called Industry, close to where our building's located, and they were great. They donated some of the proceeds. We had our Turquoise Teeny Night, raised awareness for women's lung cancer, turquoise being the signature color. And then we are back this year with an even larger team for the climb. And again, our company is sponsoring us, and our women's network, it's part of CBRE, and the wonderful Jennifer Ginsburg through that. So we just... It's been awesome. And we're also, can I just mention, we're doing a fundraiser this Wednesday night at Gordon Biersch. So April 15th, it's actually their tapping party, they call it, where they tap one of their beers.
And that's open to the public? Spring.
It's open to the public.
Okay. And what's the location again?
It's Gordon Biersch in Buckhead. So it's right near Piedmont and Peachtree intersection.
Okay.
They're going to be handing out some beer samples, some complimentary food, and 15% of the proceeds will go to the American Lung Association and the Climb.
Nice.
So we would love to see any of your listeners there.
Oh, absolutely. That would be a great opportunity for folks to get out, kind of pre-party before the climb itself. On the 18th starts...
On the 15th.
15th.
Yeah, Wednesday the 15th.
But
yeah.
The climb itself is on the 18th.
On the 18th,
correct. And it starts at what time in the morning? 8 a.m.? Is that right?
8 a.m.
Registration starts at 7 a.m.
So get there early. Yes. Get ready to climb 51 flights of stairs.
Right? Yes.
And
yes.
Are you hoping to improve on your time this year?
I'm hoping to. Yeah. I'm hoping to. I'm just going to... support the team. I'm not always the fastest climber, but I'm gonna try to do them proud this year.
That's good. And just go all out, do your best, reach the top. And I bet that walk down is pretty gratifying too, you know, once you reach the top.
It is. I mean, we are very blessed. We get to take an elevator down.
Oh, you do?
We do.
You don't have to walk back down?
Yes,
oh.
But coming across that finish line at the top is just nothing like it.
And then you joyfully ride the elevator back down.
Yes.
So that's good. All right. So please remind our listeners again how they can get in touch with you, your company, or more information about this event.
For me, they're free to email me at Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, .cbre.com.
Okay.
They can go to my Facebook page, Claire Tidd, T-Y-D-D, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. And of course, the American Lung Association.
Yep.
We've got multiple ways to contact.
And your company
well.
Is on Twitter itself, CBRE Atlanta.
Yes,
right. And
absolutely.
Facebook, CBRE, LinkedIn, Google, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. Just look for CBRE. They're out there.
Absolutely.
And if you need some help with some commercial real estate,
absolutely.
Reach out as well.
Yes, we're the largest globally. So
that's great.
We've got a lot of experience. We'd love to help.
And there's a lot of commercial real estate here in Atlanta that
absolutely.
I'm sure you're helping folks with.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Claire, for joining us. Thank you for sharing your story, and wish you much success on your climb coming up on the 18th down there at 91 Peachtree. Right? 191 Peachtree.
Yes. Peachtree.
Excellent.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Now, our next guest, it's my distinct pleasure to introduce Ms. Karen Porter. She believes your health and wellness matters. She helps people with many different conditions, including hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, weight management, sports-specific nutrition plans, disordered eating, wellness plans, GERD, plus more. She knows firsthand how hectic life can be, making it a challenge to accommodate the many demands facing busy individuals and families. She's helped many navigate through these challenges. When it's your turn to put your health first, make sure you make an appointment to see Karen Porter. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And so you're a registered dietitian, also an LD. What is that?
registered and licensed dietitian.
Licensed.
So, yeah. Registration is that I filled all the criteria to be licensed. Licensed is I'm licensed in the state of Georgia to be a healthcare provider. So the same licensure that a physician would go through. It's a very similar process.
So you're LD and RD. Any other initials or anything out there that you qualify for?
I do, but I don't like to lead by titles. Okay. I just like to lead by helping people.
But you are the owner of Roswell Nutrition. Tell us how you came to be there.
I came to Roswell Nutrition because I've had a long history of wanting to help people through nutrition. My family suffered. I'm a big family from the South, and they had a lot of health disparities. And we're from the Deep South, so we're kind of stubborn, and we're the kind that we suffer in silence. Mm. And I saw that for many years, and I decided that maybe that should change. So I will say I do not care for my family members as the baby in the family. They probably wouldn't listen to me anyway, but they still love and adore me. But I don't want people suffering in silence. I don't want you to say that my family suffers from hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, lung issues, mm-hmm. and just think that that's the fate and I just have to sit back and take it. I want people discussing what their issues are, what is their family lineage, and what can we do to remove some of those strikes against us. Some of us have predisposed strikes against us from a genetic standpoint. We can do something about it. I can't reverse certain diseases, but we can try to get in front of them and try to make sure that that's not our predestination.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of that can be kind of curved or kind of held back a little bit with nutrition, right?
Absolutely.
You know, what you put in your body is what you get out. And so how long has Roswell Nutrition been around?
We've been doing this for about 5 years.
Okay. And so you got into that. And then who are some of the clients that come to you, or who have you worked with lately? Some success stories maybe you can share.
Absolutely. I have one gentleman that I absolutely adore. As a matter of fact, I spoke to him this morning on the way here. He has been in care with me for 2 years. He started at my practice at 618 pounds. Mm. He has now lost 320.
Oh, congratulations.
So, most people do not stay in constant care for 2 years, but he has now made it to 298 pounds. So the man is dancing a jig, literally, at a 2 at the front of his number. And I do work with weight gain and loss and diabetes. And at this point, this gentleman has now come off diabetic medication, has
That's
come
incredible.
Off sleep apnea machines at 298 pounds, wow. has been able to come off medication. He is moving. He is grooving. Yeah. I go to 5K. With this gentleman, mm-hmm. and he's just making the move. He has done all the work that I've asked him to, and some of it was about food, some of it was about exercise, and some of them was about mental blocks that we all come in contact with, and then some of it is timing, scheduling, other stressors that lead into, am I making the right decisions or not? So he's had a very long journey to navigate all of those fronts to come up with the success that he has.
Right. And so your clients, they have to take your recommendations to heart and incorporate that into when they're not with you at their counseling session or their meeting with you. They have to go home and almost be alone or with their family and implement the plan you put forward. That must be difficult for some folks.
It is, and that's how we help navigate it. I can give you the science, but I also help navigate the pragmatic piece of it, the practical portion of how do I make that work? How do I shop for that? How do I plan for that? How do I make myself successful? Knowing it is one thing. Doing it is a complete different matter, and I work on the behavior modification side too. So it can't just be, I know what I need to do. I can give you that in a few sessions, give you the entire science behind it of what does the body need for different medications, for different health diseases, for different goals that you may have, but how do I make that work is where most of it happens. Mm-hmm. So the work isn't necessarily in the meeting in my office. It is in the choices and the decisions that happen between appointments.
Right.
And then when you no longer need me, you are graduated from care.
Right, but that support that you give them, is that ongoing? Even after you've created a plan of success for them, you can provide that outreach or that support that they may need.
Absolutely.
That's very important. So how many visits does it typically take, or what does your average client do before they can kind of then go on their own and continue the nutrition plan?
Absolutely. And it depends on how a client comes to me. Are they coming to me with a medical condition? Are they coming to me for wellness? Are they athletes trying to perform better? It kind of is very individualized. So if you have a medical condition, you may have more ongoing needs. I have had wellness people that say, I just want to check in. Am I doing what I need to do? And they have resolved in 2 to 4 visits. And then I have, like the gentleman that I discussed, he has been in ongoing care for 2 years. So it really depends on where you are and how much reinforcements you need. I am an in-network provider with insurance. So for your medical conditions, you may have coverage to cover my visit. They may have limitations, but I really go off what are your needs, not what your insurance kind of dictates to you.
Is that how most clients come to you, through the insurance companies, or do they find your website, or how do you most clients find you?
All of the above.
Okay.
So I have doctors that refer to me, clinics that refer to me, insurance companies that refer to me. I have clients that refer to me. They're like, she's tough, but it'll work if you put in the work. And I really only work with willing participants. So if they already find out I'm kind of a tough cookie, but come on in anyway. So if your friend's already told them she's tough and they're willing, I do willing participants. Because if you're willing to do the work between those appointments, I can absolutely help you get to where you need to be.
The tough cookie nutritionist. That's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I do eat cookies.
Me too. That's one thing I can't stop eating at night. I love a couple of cookies and a glass of milk. I've cleaned up my diet over the last couple of years and really know and feel better and know how important it is to continue with healthy eating, because, you know, certain foods can make you feel bad, but they certainly taste good going in, but do not help you perform at your best, whether you're in the office environment or out there doing some physical activity. And so, yeah, talk about, you know, how you've implemented your knowledge into your own personal lifestyle, and or where do you go to for support in your nutrition?
Oh, wow. I have to group and regroup on my own goals as well. I mean, I like food a lot. And I think, as most people, they do. People always go, I want to see what's in your lunchbox. I want to see, you know, like what you're eating. What do nutritionists eat? And I go, food. You know, it's not that difficult. And I believe all foods in moderation. So if you walked into a restaurant and saw me eating, I don't want you to judge my food, because I promise I'm not judging yours. Mm-hmm. You know, I think grown people have the right to make a choice, and they get to decide, is this for my plan? Is this going to help me in my diabetes? Is this going to help my weight gain, my weight loss? Mm-hmm. Is this going to help me get to that next championship? And you get to decide that. I'm not going to ban any food from anyone else's regime. I'm certainly not going to ban them from mine. So I just have to make the choices. Am I having cookies every day for breakfast? Am I having them on occasion? I promise you, my son bought me some cookies the other day, and I enjoyed every one of them. Yeah. Somebody in my office goes, what did you do with them? I ate them.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So I do like food. Yeah. I like working with people that like food, but then it comes down to choices. Do I choose to eat cookies at every meal, every day, every week? And if so, is that going to get me to my plan? I eat according to my goals. Will that help me accomplish my goal?
That's good. And so there's always a latest new fad out there for diets. You know, the last year or years past, it was the South Beach diet. Now a lot of folks are going paleo and this, that, and the other. Can you speak on that and how that's always changing? But is there kind of a standard of diet that most people should adhere to?
Absolutely. And I do believe in food. Food more than medication, more than supplementation. And the reason those are fads is that they go away. So had it been sound advice, it would have stayed. And I'll use, you mentioned a few, but what about the liquid diet? If a liquid diet was the thing to do, wouldn't we all be doing it?
Yeah.
Always. And it would stick around. It doesn't.
It's here today, gone tomorrow.
It's here today, gone tomorrow. So I believe in food in moderation. So balancing your food, your medical conditions, your exercise, your mental well-being, all of them encompassing, what is your wellness?
Yes. Right, and it does play a big part in your health and what you eat. What about for somebody who doesn't like vegetables at all, and how that needs to be incorporated? Is there a way you can get them to like more vegetables? Is something you can do? Is there any tricks of the trade? Because I don't really like vegetables myself. I know I have to eat them.
My son is not a huge vegetable eater. He is my meat and potatoes guy. My daughter has been on and off vegetarian for many years because she wants to save every animal on the planet. So it's tricky. So I see it firsthand, these challenges. I can't make anyone like a carrot.
No.
I can't. But there are other ways to try to say, how can I get the nutrients in? But if you came to me and you say, well, I don't do vegetables, I don't do dairy, I don't do grains, and I don't, I don't have a magic wand to balance all the key nutrients that you would
need.
So if we eliminated, say, carrots, I'm never going to force you into carrots. If you said, I'm never going to do dairy for whatever your reason might be, I'm not going to force you into dairy. But if you take out multiple categories of food, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of kale either. And I know that's like big hit these days.
I don't personally like kale. Yeah. I like spinach. There are alternatives.
I like spinach.
I don't like every food, and neither does anyone else. So I'm not going to force feed anyone kale.
So you can customize a diet to your specific needs, whether it be for medical conditions or for weight loss or for performance-enhancing nutrition. You can get all that over there with Karen Porter at Roswell Nutrition,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And how can folks find you?
I am at roswellnutrition.com. I'm on Facebook at facebook@roswellnutrition.com, mm-hmm, or you can email me at karen@roswellnutrition.com or call the office, 404-735-4850.
Do I have to come to the office to visit you or to get a plan together?
Absolutely. This is the day of technology, so not every client comes to my office. I do have a preference that the very, very first visit, mm-hmm, I'd like to lay eyes on you, do some measurements, see what's going on. Weight is not a health parameter for me. I look in my office, are you hydrated? How much muscle do you have through the training or not, mm-hmm, muscle from not training? How much body fat do you have? So I'd like to do all of those assessments in my office. Beyond that, I do phone consultations. I do Skype consultations.
Nice.
I help people from other states. You don't physically have to be here in Atlanta to get my help.
That's good. So reach out to Roswell Nutrition for all of your nutrition needs. And thank you very much for being a guest in our studio today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Our next guest is Patricia Seward-Towns. She is president and CEO. She's been working of Live Expo. She's been working with natural products, health and wellness industry for over 20 years, from health food stores to manufacturers of natural products to national book and magazine publishers. With the great education and knowledge she has gained over the years, she decided to launch a Live Expo over 11 years ago to help pass on the education experience to local Atlanta consumers. By bringing together companies, wellness professionals, educators, local nonprofits, Patricia hopes to pass on the great health and wellness tips to everyone interested in lifelong benefits of living green, clean, and a healthy lifestyle. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So talk about Live Expo. It's the 11th year. Is that right?
Yes.
And when is that taking place?
It's taking place May 2nd and 3rd over downtown at the Georgia World Congress Center in Hall C4.
Okay.
We will have over 125 companies this year participating. So these are national companies as well as local companies, wellness professionals, nonprofits.
Right. And so you've seen great success over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And it's growing every year. How many participants might come out?
When it comes to attendance, we're, yes, at somewhere between 15 and 16,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Every year.
Over 2 days.
Over 2 days.
Wow. That is, yes, huge.
Well, when I first started the show, which was in 2004, we had the first year we had about 2,500 people that showed up, because when I first launched the show, being all about natural and organics, mm-hmm, Atlanta wasn't ready for it. I mean, Whole Foods,
really,
wasn't even here yet, because Whole Foods just,
sense,
came to Atlanta,
yeah,
what, 7 years ago. So when I first launched it, the people that came out were the curious ones. What is this going to be? Is this going to be a new age thing? Or, you know, are we going to be preaching information? Mm-hmm. And they were very surprised at what the show was about. And we were just educating the companies that participated. All they wanted to do is pass on information and samples on their products, their information, so that you as a consumer can make the educated decision for yourself on what it is that you want to do and how you want to move forward with your life and health.
So that's great. So that's May 2nd and May 3rd, Georgia World Congress Center, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And tickets are available online?
Online at aliveexpo.com, yes. Okay. And every single listener today is going to receive a complimentary ticket. All they have to do is use a promo code BRX15.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. BRX15 to get your complimentary free ticket to the expo.
Free general admission ticket.
Free,
yes,
general admission. I see you have over 150 vendors this year as well. Who are some of those that you would like to spotlight or give a shout out to?
We have... Aubrey Organics is a body care company that has been around since 1967. We have Kind Bars.
Okay, yeah, we love Kind Bars.
We have coconut waters. We have Earth Fare, Sevenanda, which are local health food stores. We have a ton of companies. I couldn't name all of them, but it's anything from food to body care, mm-hmm, to vitamins and supplements, as well as practitioners just like Karen, mm-hmm, and other local naturopathic physicians, as well as medical doctors.
It's a jam-packed weekend full of interactive health lectures and such. Who will be speaking this year?
Well, the whole lineup is we're putting it up on the website as we go.
Okay.
Our largest speaker is Carol Kaczynski, and she is a gluten-free guru because there's so many people these days that are gluten-free and or celiac.
Yes.
So she is a national chef, author. She has her own TV show on one of the food networks, and so she's coming in to do a lecture to talk about what gluten-free really means, what celiac really is.
Yeah, I know.
Because many people don't even know that whether they are celiac or whether they have a gluten sensitivity. I personally have a sensitivity, and I found out because I ended up having stomach pains mm-hmm. constantly. So she's just going to teach individuals on what the signs are to look out for.
Yeah, I remember going to Publix a year or two ago, and there was one little section all the way at the end for gluten-free. Mm-hmm. Now they have an entire, you know, half aisle dedicated to gluten. So it is becoming more popular, or people are becoming more aware of the effects of having too much gluten in your diet. And so if somebody wants to get more education about that or find new products to enjoy, they can come out and listen to her speak, but also find
but
some
also
exhibitors.
Walk the show floor, correct, right. Because we will have gluten-free companies that are participating. So in addition to the lectures, we're also going to have healthy cooking demonstrations. So it's going to be very easy, delicious recipes that you can actually replicate at home.
Right. And I don't think gluten-free is a fad like some of the other diets we mentioned. This is something that's going to be ongoing for years to come, and more people will incorporate, and I think it's going to stick mm-hmm. around, because I do know I have friends and family who have young children who I have seen completely change when going to a gluten-free diet. So yeah. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I can tell you that every year when I go to Europe, because I'm European, so I go visit my family, I can eat bread and pasta overseas, but I can't eat it here.
Huh.
And it's because of the way that our wheat is processed in America. And that is why a lot of the people are getting the celiac or have the gluten sensitivity. It's not the wheat itself. It's just the way that it has over the years been changed. It's just not the true wheat anymore in its form.
No, that's right, and manufacturers are certainly coming on board with that, and mm-hmm. they're putting more products out there so people can have a choice.
And it no longer tastes like cardboard.
That's good.
Just like back in the day with the low carb, it tasted like cardboard. It was disgusting, but today it actually tastes delicious.
That's great. So. People want a choice. You know, they don't want it to be told, this is your product, this is what you have to buy. Mm-hmm. They would like options when they go shopping, not only for themselves as the adult, but maybe for their kids, from week to week to month to month when they're incorporating their diet. So so again, the Live Expo is May 2nd and 3rd, the Georgia World Congress Center, Hall C4. Mm-hmm. This is the 11th year. So what's the future of a Live Expo? Anything, is this going to grow year after year, or something you're going to continue to do?
We're going to definitely continue it, and we're looking to expand to other larger cities in the Southeast.
Great idea.
We are launching a live festival.
Okay, tell us about that.
That's going to take place this fall in Suwannee, and it's just an outdoor festival, a smaller version. It's going to be mostly local companies versus the Alive Expo is a lot of the national vendors that come in.
So a festival outdoors, kind of on the Suwannee Town Green, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
nice
it's
place.
Still going to be the same. We're not going to have the lectures, and we're not going to have the cooking demonstrations. It's just going to be fun music, but at the same time, you're going to be able to get your education and go home with tons and tons of complimentary samples and coupons for your future purchases.
That's excellent. So definitely look for the Alive Festival coming up in November.
October. October 24th, I wanted to say.
It's
a Saturday.
So go to the website, aliveexpo.com, facebook.com/aliveexpo, or you can follow them on Twitter, twitter.com/alive_expo. Also remember, Radio X listeners, you can get a free general admission ticket if you put in the code
BRX15.
All right. We love that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Patricia.
Thank you for having me.
Wish you much success at your expo coming up May 2nd and 3rd at the Georgia World Congress Center. All right. Our next guest is Mr. Samuel Hines. He is the director and co-founder of the Up With Kids Sports, as well as Hoop and Sand Play Again. His goal is to create an atmosphere that will allow the program and counselors to utilize their knowledge of sports and enhance the individual and team character of each athlete on and off the court to be successful and a productive citizen. Welcome, Samuel Hines.
Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. And so I see you got a little bit of basketball background in there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm the youngest and shortest out of four boys in my family. I'm 6'7", and they call me Shorty around my house.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. I always was involved in the sports. I played five sports in my high school year, athlete of the year. Always received those accolades. Mm-hmm. Never was pushed academically. So as I moved on, got a chance to play professional. Started in Mexico, Venezuela, Argentina, Cyprus, Poland, France, Israel, Italy, and Switzerland. Wow. So lived in nine countries, played for 16 years, saw a lot of very exciting things overseas. Realized that when I said in high school, I don't need to learn world history. I'm not going over to Europe. Mm-hmm. And I only lived overseas for 16 years.
Yeah.
So that's where my passion comes from. As far as letting these kids know, it's not all about the sports.
Well, are you from the local area, Atlanta area? What brought you to Atlanta?
I'm from North Carolina. When I played in Mexico, a friend of mine lived here in Conyers, Georgia. He invited me here. I heard of a gym called Run and Shoot.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah,
seven basketball courts, playing all day. Just great basketball with playing against NBA, overseas players. So I got a chance to really improve my game at Run and Shoot.
Right. And so then you created the Up With Kids Sports. What year did you do that?
I think it was around 2007. I was asked when I retired. I kind of hurt my Achilles in Italy where Kobe Bryant grew up in Reggio Emilia. Mm-hmm. They had a bad court. And when I came and I was at Summit Hill taking my child, they asked me what was I interested in doing an after-school enrichment program, basketball. Sure. So I started receiving registrations, and 30 kids signed up. So, okay. The next school, Fulton Sunshine Academy, would you do it here? Sure. And it just led to now approved by Fulton County. We have seven schools. We're now reaching out to the Forsyth market, a part of the Chamber of Commerce in Alpharetta, as well as Forsyth. Great business folk there helping me spread the word.
That's great. And then created the hoop and sand concept. Tell me about that, please.
Well, my kids play. Sam, he plays basketball, baseball, football. My daughter plays. She was a competitive cheerleader. Now she's with A5 Volleyball. It's basketball, volleyball. The next hottest growing sport is sand volleyball in college. So when we did the business plan, we were thinking about, you know, what do we do? And it kind of led to that. We were sitting at dinner. Kids said, let's call it Hoops and Sand. And it kind of went from there.
Hoops and Sand.
Hoops and Sand.
Yeah. And you said you now have the largest basketball and volleyball court in the state?
Well, we have one basketball court, but we have the only indoor beach volleyball court in
the state.
That's
right. Yes. And where's that located?
Cumming, Georgia, 1710 Ready Road, Suite 100, Cumming, Georgia 340.
Okay, so folks want to come out there and get involved with some sand, indoor sand volleyball, they can do that at your facility?
Yes, this Sunday we'll have free open gym from 12 to 5, so they can come out, try it out, sign a waiver, have fun.
Nice. And that's got to be kind of unique to be indoors, be running around on sand. You got to take your shoes off for that, though, right?
Yeah, one group didn't. It was no big deal.
They just get a bunch of sand in their shoes, right?
Yeah, that's it's up to them. So, yeah, they rented it out. They kept their shoes on, and that was that.
So you can rent out the court, you know, or you can come out and join a group, already existing league. I mean, you must have a lot of opportunities for folks there.
Yeah, you know, parents asking us, are we going to do an adult league, a youth league? That's coming. We've talked with the youth supervisor up in Forsyth. He wants us to do a proposal for youth volleyball in the area. So we'll be giving that to him probably next week.
Good. Yeah, no, because I know there's some adults who would love to get involved and play some volleyball out there. I know there's an outdoor court down here by the Chattahoochee River where I live near, and there's always people there on the weekends. People are always out there playing, and so it would be a great alternative for a rainy day like today for folks to come up there and join a league or get involved with the indoor sand. And can you tell our listeners again where that's located?
Cumming, Georgia. If you go 400 North off exit 13, 1710 Ready Road, Suite 100.
Right, okay, there. Very good. And then have you reached out to local corporations for help support or to help get involved with your mission there?
Yes, that's our next goal. We were fortunate to meet Microsoft in the mall. They have done a workshop. And again, on the academic side of it, they came and did a workshop on Xbox One and Surface Pro 3 about a month and a half ago. It went very well. They want to continue the partnership. We reached out to UPS. They came to visit. Their business manager is scheduled to come and visit the facility. They want to look at a partnership. I'm trying to reach out to.
Man, that's good stuff there. Yeah.
It's happening. We've got our nonprofit status as well for corporations to donate and get a tax write-off for what we're trying to do. We need to get those less fortunate kids in there. Because when I travel around the world, When I drove through Mexico and saw kids living in shanties
mm-hmm.
with a smile on their face out there playing, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
And then when our kids here are so spoiled about the most simple thing, it's bothersome to me. And I kind of let them know, hey, that's not necessary.
No, that's absolutely true. I've spent some time overseas. I've been in some third world countries,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen people living in dirt huts but still have a smile on their face.
Exactly.
And still, you know, line their shoes up at the door or, you know, have their bed made. And that just always impressed me that they can still care for and have pride in their situation, even though they may not have much at all. And kind of relaying that message to some of these privileged children that we have out in the world today, that, you know, it's a great way to get that message out. So since you're working with underprivileged kids and at-risk children, are there opportunities for angel investors?
Oh, yes. We have everything ready for the angel investor. My advisor, Ramesh Bharatiya from SCORE, I've met with him for over a year now. The guy's been incredible. He helped me get my business plan together. My P&Ls, my income statement, everything
yeah.
they want. We just had an audited financials done. And my advisor said, you're ready now for those angel investors. And the opportunity came about 2 weeks ago. We have 8,800 square feet of space right now. But just found out the next door neighbors are moving at the end of this month, which
okay.
can give us another 4,000 square feet, as well as give us the proper court size that we need to host AAU tournaments or whatever. It's a great opportunity, and the time is now.
And I'm not so good at math, but 12,000 plus square feet potentially?
Well, it's going to be a total.
Okay.
So an additional 4,100, so about 13,000.
Wow, that's yeah. incredible. That definitely is a huge facility up there,
yeah.
whether you're doing basketball or volleyball. And so you can go to www.upwithkidssports.com, or you can also look at their website, www.hoopinsand.com, for more information on that. And stay tuned for some expansion and some other events that you may be coming. Is there anything in the future this summer, you know, helping kids out? What do you got planned for the kids out of school this summer?
We have 11 weeks of summer camp schedule. I'm trying to finish up deciding which weeks are more volleyball versus basketball. We still have birthday party opportunities. We partnered with X Game 360. They come up, put up the TVs on the wall, and kids
nice.
Are playing against each other. It's really cool. But the opportunity is great. We have different businesses like from martial arts that want to come in and kind of do their program. Speed and agility, that's the hottest
mm-hmm.
thing. So every athlete needs to be in that sand training on the off season. That's what we did overseas, and it's incredible
no, you're
workout.
Right. I've tried to run on the beach in the sand,
yeah.
and it's not like running on the streets.
It's awesome.
It's a lot more difficult.
So we'll be marketing, reaching out to the local high schools just in general to come in and let your athletes train in the sand.
Mm-hmm. But you're also going to the schools, you said, in Fulton County and helping kids and doing some basketball programs there. Tell us more about that.
Well, like I said, we were in the 7 schools. We'll teach them the fundamentals. I think that's very important. I think the best compliment I've got from my coach, my Hall of Fame coach in Italy, he said, you know, you're very ambidextrous,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't go left or right. You know, no one can stop you. He said, make sure you go back home and be a coach. And that's what I'm doing. That's my passion. My wife, she's always, that's all you talk about. So, I mean, that's my passion. And I have to do my part. I have to try to get other athletes involved and see my vision. I'm transparent. It's
yep.
all good. It's
right.
You know, it's just all about the kids.
Yeah, so somehow if you can get some of these local high-profile athletes involved with your program, the sky's the limit over there.
I think when they walk in the gym like anybody else, they're going to say, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right, so you can see pictures of your place on your website or
yes.
on your Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
Right, so if you want to get involved, reach out to you. If you want to have your kid in a summer program, perhaps that's a good opportunity to go out there and learn volleyball or learn basketball and get taught the fundamentals,
right.
passing, dribbling, shooting, everything, right?
As well as social skills.
Social skills, certainly important.
Don't break in front of Jimmy. Don't push him, you
yeah,
know?
That's right. yeah, so the kids can learn how to get along.
Oh, yeah.
What's your like your day-to-day over there? Are you actually teaching, or do you spend more time at developing the business? What's going on for you?
My advisor said, Sam, you need to be out there promoting your business. It's time to get a little bit more capital so you can have the assistant in there. When the daycares came by, 3 came by last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. The kids were rotating in their particular activities. But I need to be out there. And this is the time. Things are happening, like I said, at the right time.
Yes.
And we're blessed. We've got some people who are interested. They have received some of the information that they've asked for. And we'll be receiving some information back very soon.
So you're on the promotional trail right now.
Yes, sir.
You're out there trying to get more folks and create awareness about your organization, and that's great.
Yeah, I'm so excited because, like I said, the business plan, all the everything's just ready. That's, you know, so we're just ready.
Well, good. And then, you know, possible future locations, I guess, too, outside of the coming area, right? Bringing it into the city, perhaps?
I just got an email earlier when the ladies were talking about, would you know, are you going to franchise? Mm-hmm. And this lady's in North Carolina who's a great supporter. She said, I was telling my friends about it. They're interested. So that is, I want to perfect the first one, just like Shark Tank says.
That's right.
I watched the Shark Tank and profit. But you got to perfect this, and then we'll move on.
Right. Well, speaking of franchise, we are launching a new radio show here next week, Franchise Business Radio, where we're going to have a franchise expert come in week to week, talk about what it takes to get started in franchising, the different supports that are out there, from lawyers to accountants to support staff to continue. So stay tuned for that, Radio X listeners, and also Samuel Hines. You can tune in next week to get more information about Franchise Business Radio. So please share with our listeners some more information about how they can follow you on Twitter or Facebook, anything like that.
Jessica Light is my social media manager. She's doing a wonderful job, so you can go to any social media outlet and follow us. Pull up Hoops and Sand, LinkedIn. It'll be Samuel Hines, my name, and that's how you can find us.
Or upwithkidssports.com. Yep. You can find the links there as well. Sir. Are you doing any videos or anything? That'd be a great way to kind of get the word out.
Plenty of videos. You go to the website, Hoops and Sand, you click on it, they're impressed with the video. We also do field trips with, like I say, daycares, and when we talk to them, we send them a video of the email of the video and some information, and they call us right back, and they're starting to book the summer days.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Hines, for joining us in the studio. We wish you much success over there with the kids and the programs you're providing for them, good luck in the future.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And just one more few minutes here before we wrap it up. Just want to remind our listeners that they can attend the Climb for Air event, Climb for Air Atlanta, and that's which date?
It is April 18th. Registration starts at 7 a.m.
And you can sign up today or up until the day of the event, right?
That is correct.
And how much does it cost to register?
Registration day of will be $30. Right now it is $25, and it is a $100 donation or fundraising for the day.
And it all goes to the American Lung Association Georgia chapter, right?
That is correct.
That is great. Or you can reach out to Claire Duncan, right, at your office there.
Absolutely.
And you can find them about, you mentioned another event, a fun run or a walk that's coming up, or you did last year.
We did it last year, okay. And it'll be back, I believe, this year. It's
November 7th.
Okay.
And John Howell Park.
John Howell Park, and that's a 5K fun run kind of thing.
5K run or walk
in the Highlands.
Okay, very good. And there's also that elite division. So if you're really motivated and really gung-ho, you can do your CrossFit workout and then go 51 flights of stairs, and you certainly will be taking the elevator back down after that.
For anyone who loves a challenge.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good one. Karen Porter from Roswell Nutrition. Any good things coming up with you in the future, this summer, or events that you may be involved with, or something you would like to share with our listeners?
We're doing something all the time. We try to get involved in a charity 5K at least once a month so that our folks are eating well and getting active, because I think there is a benefit to both. Mm-hmm. So we are involved in those charities in the community all the time. And then all of our athletes are plugged in every single weekend to different events.
That's right. You do provide sports nutrition counseling for high-level athletes, right?
Absolutely. Swimmers, runners, OCR, obstacle course racers, rowers, wrestlers. I think we've really hit the gamut on providing the wellness to how do I perform at my highest level.
That's great. I could use some of that nutrition counseling myself, so I'll be looking forward to
that. We'll go for a run later.
Okay, sounds good. And then Patricia, you have the Alive Expo May 2nd and 3rd, the Georgia World Congress Center. Remind our listeners again how they can receive that free general admission coupon.
All you have to do is go to aliveexpo.com to the tickets tab and select either Saturday, Sunday, general admission, and in the promo code put BRX15.
All right. And remember, there's going to be over 15,000 attendees this year, so get your tickets now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you might have to wait till Alive Expo 2016, unfortunately.
That's right.
Or that festival you said that's coming up in November.
Or the festival, which is complimentary to get into.
That's right. And that, free
and
to attend.
Free to attend, outdoors, rain or shine.
That's will be in Swanee. And make sure you follow them on Facebook and Twitter, Alive Expo. for more information there. So thank you for being here today, Patricia.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you again, Samuel Hines, for joining us. Wish you much success and all the children out there at your hoop and sand court and expansion and everything you got going on this summer. So thank you to Buckhead Business Radio X for putting this all together. Georgia Business Radio, thank you, Rich Casanova. Thank you for listening. Until next time, please stay informed, stay positive. I'm Ryan McPherson, and we will see you on the radio.